Sopranos star Drea Di Matteo supports RFK Jr. endorsing Trump, "This country is falling apart right now." By Paul Bois on September 5, 2024. Drea Di Matteo, who played Adriana La Serva on The Sopranos, recently told Fox News that she backs Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s full-throated endorsement of former President Donald Trump. "At the very moment, all I care about is fighting for this country and just trying to wake up a few more of my fellow liberals to get back to the center of things and recognize that the things they always fought for, all of that weaponization on the left, is camouflage. They're fighting for social issues that really don't matter when you look at the big picture of what's really happening behind the scenes," she said. "The social issues are irrelevant right now, honestly," she continued. "This country is falling apart right now and the rest of the world will follow it." While Di Matteo said that she supports Kennedy all the way, she admitted to being happy that there's unity right now. "You have Ben Stiller talking about change. The change has been happening for 4 years," Di Matteo said, mocking the aforementioned Zoolander star who last week said he's excited to support Harris's campaign because it's time for change from the Biden-Harris administration. As Breitbart News reported, Drea Di Matteo said earlier this year that Hollywood is full of quiet Trump supporters and even questioned if actors were being paid to support Biden. "I wonder how much these actors got paid to endorse Biden at this point. I'm curious," she said. "I wonder if De Niro got paid a location's fee, because he had to travel to the courtroom to do that." Jesse Waters then asked, "Is that how that works? Do you guys get paid? I mean, can you just maybe not give them cash like Bob Menendez or slip them a gold bar? But can you just kinda make it like a silent deal like, oh, we'll give you this next role or you know we'll get you a book deal? Is it something like that, or an appearance fee?" The Fox host added. "I don't know. I don't really maneuver inside that industry. I never have. First of all, Sopranos, we were the outcast, even though we were critically acclaimed, we still were outcasts," she said. "So, I'm still an outcast, here I am. They're going to take me out into the woods and shoot me for not endorsing Biden." Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% critic rating on Rotten Tomatoes and can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow on X @ProlandFilms or Instagram @ ProlandFilms.